Danny. It's complicated. And it's only on your 951 Morning Drive.
Well, it's definitely the weather. For a little less conversation, a little more touch my body. Oh, yeah. All right, get those thoughts out of your head. Okay, keep them there. 10 minutes after 6 o'clock, welcome to Thursday. So we're way past that half mark, guys. We've cleared the Wednesday mark. And welcome to Thursday, 29th of July. It's a wet, it's a rainy morning. And
I think rainy is an understatement. It's pitch black all year. You would not think it's morning.
Oh, well, Ariana Grande says she's into you. And for you, she means umbrella. So I hope you're into your umbrella this morning. I walked with mine.
Oh, nice.
I felt pretty proud of myself. I felt like an adult. Like, you know, I was leaving the car. I didn't have to, like, to say, oh, shucks, my umbrella. Like, I just picked up my jacket, my pass, my umbrella, and I came into the studio.
So did you discover the secret of the umbrellas?
Yes. When you shake it twice and you spin around three times.
No, that's secret.
No, okay. Which one?
You want to keep one in your house or one in your car? That one?
It doesn't always work that way, you know how?
Number two
in your house. When you reach home and you're trying to get into your house in the middle of the rain, you take the one from the car to go inside. And then you tell yourself, you'll leave it open in the gallery or in your porch so it could, you know, dry out. And you just pass it through the next day. And the following day, you end up with none in your car.
Listen, I'm sitting in my front porch looking at Cascade on the main road, and all of these street lights are on.
So you're not seeing any peeping out of the sun whatsoever in the east?
It's that Val, it is pitch black. Are you not hearing any rain?
Oh. Well, and not anymore. I'm in the studio.
Oh, I don't know if I thought you could have heard my ambient sounds around here now.
Oh, no. Well, you know what? Thank you very much for painting that picture. I have on one jacket so far. I have another one to put on. I just already made my cup of tea, so I'm ready for whatever that rain does to the AC in here.
I am full roomed out. I think I need to go and get a pair of socks and bring a blanket outside.
Awesome. So, guys, whatever you're doing right now, do it with us. Your morning reset, the official way to wake up. 951 Remix, baby. Well, I'm sure you want to stay in bed. I'm sure you're making something. Whether it's beautiful mistakes or not, only time will tell. 24 minutes after 6 o'clock. Welcome to your morning reset yet again. It's a wet one. It's still dark on the outside. To the drivers, please take your time. And I want to echo that sentiment again. Please take your time. Time. All right, so... yeah, quick heads up. I'm Vincent twice this morning. So I want to remind everybody that we're in hurricane season, rainy season, wet season. See, we have three seasons. People say we have two. Right. Variably cloudy conditions with periodic showers and isolated thunderstorms through the afternoon forecast to give way to a settled evening. Street flash flooding and gusty winds are possible with a max temperature of 31 degrees Celsius in Trinidad and Tobago. All right, I know yesterday was way back Wednesday, and I don't want to live in the past, because that was, like, so yesterday. But Danny checking out the intranet, yet another icon when it comes to rock and roll, has passed away, and it's part of the trio of ZZ Top. The bassist passed away yesterday at 72 years young.
Okay, I didn't know.
Yeah, that's Dusty Hill. Of course, the most iconic ZZ Top member would be the vocalist, who made that sort of... funny kind of cap thing with those little look like dreads. He's iconic for that, yeah. But Dusty Hill passed away in his sleep. And could we all be that lucky when our time comes? I mean, do you want to pass away in your sleep?
What are the conditions for passing away? Like, you're just sleeping and you don't wake up, or you have to go through some kind of...
Well, you know, sometimes we hear about people and their spouse when they said, well, you know, you just woke up and the other person didn't wake up, so there was no drama.
Exactly. I mean, no drama passed when you sleep. Okay.
Oh, yeah. I still want to draw reference to that bungee jumping story. I don't want to go like that.
All that. Like, whatever it is, it's so terrifying that before it happens, you pass away from a heart attack.
Even like a zombie is about to come and bite your neck?
Like, whatever it is, before it actually happens, the terror.
Yeah.
You've passed away. Heart attack.
Okay, so let's say a zombie or two is trying to attack you, and you're going on get bite. Just have no, you're going on dead. You're going on get bite, and you're going on dead.
No, but I'm not which, going. But I wouldn't die. Which, I'm going to become a zombie.
Yeah, but which part? Yeah, but until you become a zombie, you're going to feel the pain of another being.
But that's what we think.
Well, what part? My point is, what part of your body are you going to offer up? If you know you're going on get bite for sure. What part of your body are you going to offer up? Your hand,
well,
your leg,
I'm
your neck?
Is they can have any part because I will have a coronary, what do you call it? A coronary.
Well, yeah? I don't know.
I mean, I'll be fully dead, but...
I don't know. I hope that...
They can have their whole choice.
If we do have a zombie apocalypse, I'm going to really hope that is one straight out of those movies where the zombies move so slow you can run past them and get away.
No, but these new age zombies are like...
No, I Am Legend. I Am Legend scarred me when it comes to zombies and what zombies can do.
And then the zombie, the Dead Army, the other day I was telling you about where the zombies were in love and things and organized. They were moving pretty fast too.
My gosh.
Yeah,
all right.
I don't know. I feel like you need to have a new nightmare.
I need to stop playing Cranberry Zombie. See what happened? I just played out 5 minutes ago and that's what goes on. Guys, welcome again to the Morning Reset, and we're going to check out some more stories trending in today's Guardian. I also came across a story, now not too long ago, Danny, we spoke about why nobody, should drink more than 5 or 6 cups of coffee a day.
Right.
We spoke about there's a 53% chance of you developing dementia, and that is not cool. That's a huge study. Well, I also came across a study from the same science site this morning. We'll talk about that, of the benefits of drinking green tea. Now, we always heard about it. Some people don't like the taste of tea. It kind of twists up their mouth a little bit, but we'll check that out, guys, seeing that, you know, it's a morning show and all, and breakfast is involved. Oh, yeah.
We're 951 Remix.
6:43, that's our time. Still into hour number one of the Morning Reset. And once again, got no windows in the studio, so you gotta tell me, is rain still falling outside? Is the sun actually showing his face?
Neither sun, but definitely rain.
Oh. Well,
I'm not rain and ball like it, bro. My friend messaged me just now. She's like, should I go to work? I'm not your boss.
Wow. Should I go to work? You know, we have it so nice in this country because some people not just have to face snow and hail, but first they have to dig out their car.
Dig out their stuff out their house.
Yo, when I see images, I have family members in the past that would send videos and images of having to dig their cars out, like literally wake up an hour early.
That's a valid excuse to not go to work.
Oh, no. That there's no such thing in America as valid excuse not to go to work. There's nothing. It does not exist. Right? Yeah, because if your boss had to dig his car out too, you had to dig your car out too. Wow, you know. Again, guys,
yeah,
count your... Seriously.
Intense.
Well, let's talk about cars. I heard about this story yesterday, Danny, and I'm now seeing it in full-fledged in today's Guardian, page 9, about the brothers who had to run down the people who stole their money.
You didn't see the video?
I haven't seen the video.
Well, it was like a fast and furious. It was 3 minutes and 19 seconds of chase and commentary and him on the phone with the operator for the police, trying to describe the vehicle and give the number plate. They passed by the old Barataya police station. I was like, these bandits don't care for police. But it was so gripping, and it's a thing that they're putting themselves at danger.
I know, because I came across
this car.
They said right, so the daring chase by the brothers helped the police arrest one of the suspects after the younger brother got out of his car and attempted to confront the three men who were forced to stop after their getaway vehicle got a flat tire.
Yeah, boy, Ashmead. I was like, what happened to Ashmead? Because the video cuts off after that, and you hear the other brother screaming his name. And I was like, okay, no.
That's crazy.
But luckily the police was able to apprehend one with the vehicle. I guess So I saw a picture of him, and he's a little chubby. And somebody saying, oh, they like chubby boys in jail. He's going to talk and give up the other two just now.
They said the police in Barata responded in 2 minutes and were able to intercept the driver.
He was on the phone for the whole duration of the video, talking to the operator. And Val, you know that roundabout by you by Maritime?
Yeah.
When you come off of the VTOM, he drove westbound on that and turned onto the VTOM from there.
Wow.
Yeah, it was a mad scene.
Whoa, I need to see this video.
I have it on Senate.
Yeah, Senate. All right, guys, if I don't hear us talking for a bit, it's because I'm watching a video.
It was 3 minutes and 19 seconds of it.
It's all good.
But what I found was even more astonishing is the fact the other article you shared with me that the police and the health ministry are cracking down on falsified immunization.
I am not surprised, DJ Danny. I am not surprised.
But how are we already?
How you mean how? Because people are already being... don't get me wrong. I'm not justifying this whatsoever, but I'm just trying to relay what I think.
What you think?
Inevitable that when you push people against a wall and you interfere with their rights, they will react. Sometimes really dumb.
Do you need to produce immunization card for now? Like, are there any places besides Mario's that have come out outrightly and say they're not accepting staff without...
Well, we don't know about other businesses. I mean, there's so many businesses in Trinidad, small and large. We don't know which ones are intimidating their staff to that they cannot come to work unless they're vaccinated. Now, folks, I understand the need for vaccination, so I want to be very clear. I understand the need. But beyond this is the bigger picture of human rights. And I keep saying this, until it's the law, which is another kettle of fish to be dealt with, until it's the law that you can be told that you have to be vaccinated, until that is the case, but it's not. And I understand that it's better if everybody gets vaccinated, the things can't mutate, we can all move forward. But the bigger picture, take that away, is human rights of what you can or cannot put in your body.
I mean, I saw a lawyer bring in some really good points the other day, and he said that your individual right does not supersede the rights of the collective.
No, that can never be true.
I would think that a practicing lawyer for so long, there must be a...
That's an opinion. No, that was an opinion. I think that was an opinion. Because
no,
I said it's not the law. If it's the law...
It's not the law, yes,
right.
But it doesn't. But it can become the law because your individual rights does not supersede. Your right to choose does not supersede the rights of everybody else to live and not be confronted with a contagious disease because you don't want to get vaccinated.
Well, you see, that's the point. Everybody's looking at the reason, but it has to go beyond. We're talking human rights, everybody's right to put what they want in their body or not, and be told what to put in their body or not. So until it becomes law, we still have to be mindful of people's
and
rights.
And then at that point, I'm sure they'll have a section of people that that don't want to, and they'll have to probably need to excuse themselves from the society.
Well, you see, that's just it. You know, I mean, we've seen this happen time and time in the history of time. You know, it's a very fine line. And a lot of people, I'm not saying I'm talking to other people who haven't been vaccinated and choose not to, but it seems to be a general consensus that it's not so much that people are, I don't want to get vaccinated, but people want the ability to choose their vaccine. And that's warranted, that's cool.
But then how? There's no choice in society.
Right, well, that's the problem.
Unless you exist in but these same people never leave the country. These same people don't have a visa or even a choice.
No, not all of them. Not all of them. What I'm saying is... Have you done a survey? How you see many?
I live on social media. This is my job, right?
Uh-huh.
So I'm very aware of the different opinions that exist.
Yeah.
I'm not saying what is right or what is wrong, but I'm saying what is out there. And a lot of people who don't want to take the vaccine also live the most unhealthy lifestyles. So, I mean, at some point you have to beg the difference. Why?
I'm actually saying other people who don't want...
Is it that you just need the right information? Is it that you're getting information from the wrong sources?
No, I just think it's the approach. People, like I said, you push people back against the wall.
But you don't think after 18 months of a pandemic, all of our backs are against the wall?
You see, you're coming from yours again.
This is not from my perspective.
No, it is from your perspective.
I am tired of living my entire life in my house. Live my life outside of
my house. Right, so it's you again. Let's be fair. That's your perspective, your reason for...
But Val, you think I'm the only person that has that perspective?
No, you're not.
There are people that still have no jobs because their sectors are closed.
Hey, I'm not disagreeing with you. I'm saying look at the bigger picture. You cannot tell somebody what to put in their body. You cannot, until it's law. Until it's law, you cannot get vexed with people who are taking that stand.
I can't, because people are falsifying immunization cards. And people are creating scenarios that it's obvious that it's not just about taking a vaccine. It's about being maybe contrary. It's about our willingness to break the law, because obviously it's that.
Well, there's going to be a huge fallout. I agree with you. And like I said, I'm not surprised that people are falsifying it, you know. But again,
it's a serious thing.
If I want a Pfizer or I want a Johnson & Johnson, then if you're telling people in Trinidad and Tobago you have to be vaccinated, then at least make the step.
These vaccines are approved for medical use. Therefore, it's not going to be available at your doctor in a pharmacy for you to purchase. It's going to be available through the government.
I'm not disputing this. Again, if you're telling people...
So therefore, how do you have a choice?
Give people a choice. Give them a choice of the vaccine before you tell them they have to be vaccinated.
Well, you know what, my boy?
What?
You hold on to that belief.
That's what I'm saying. People deserve a choice. If you're telling the nation who don't want to be vaccinated for whatever reason, and then they say, okay, well, because maybe I want a different vaccine. Well, then, you know what? Before you tell them,
About 5 minutes ago, you need to find out why. Is it that it's misinformation? Is it that they don't have belief in the state?
No, it has nothing to do with Sinopharm. It has something to do with the other vaccines if somebody wants another.
I didn't say anything about Sinopharm.
It's all information.
Exactly. It doesn't have to do with the type of vaccine. It can just be the vaccine, period.
Yeah.
But what we are not understanding, it's not really a vaccine. It's like a flu shot. You know, every couple of years or every flu season, people have to get a flu shot, which is why they're talking boosters now.
Mm-hmm.
And I think, the terminology might be what is making people more afraid. So therefore, you're talking a language that they are able to understand or be comforted by, or maybe my decision to get, or whatever.
No, I totally agree with you. I'm not disputing that. What I'm saying is, in addition to everything you are saying, if you're telling a human being, right, until it's law that they have to do something, then they have the right to have every other option to get the vaccine.
And agreed, the society also has the right to deal with those people that don't want to.
Well, that's
why people are falsifying immunization cards before it even reached a discussion of making it law.
Well, hey, I mean, I'm glad you have your stand and I have my stand. I'm glad about that.
In a haze,
turn it on.
Reset your days.
Turn it up.
With Val and DJ Danny. Val and DJ Danny.
All right, so we had some issues with the internet in the building. I guess rain. And it's gotten sorted out. So, Danny, I'm going to jump on the WhatsApp chat one time quickly before we start that old talk. I want to say good morning.
Good morning to some people.
Yeah, good morning to the ladies of South Rio. Right, so Bean on Ashes. Good morning, ladies. Who else is there? Good morning. And somebody says, rain, rain, rain. Stay dry. Sharina. All right. Morning, Marval. Lots of rain. Rain like woe in St. Julian Village. By the way, the name is Anil. Good morning, Anil. Ooh, rain everywhere, boy. Let's go again. All right, good morning going out to Catherine. And good morning going out to Baby Love. And here is Vidya. Vidya is pretty early.
Somebody's on vacation.
Yeah, wow. I mean, if I was on vacation, alarm? What is alarm? But you know what sucks? This is what I hate about being an adult. When you start to wake up, regardless of alarm or not, once you got into a routine, pop, pop, and all that lovely rain. Yeah. So did you go exercising yesterday?
I did.
Did you cross 20 kilometers?
I'm 1 kilometer short of 20. I'm right now at 19.09. So
what?
I know. Wait.
Let me ask you. So when you conquer the 20 kilometer plus, this is like how often a week?
I have an app.
No, well, I mean, that's what, when you eventually cross 20, how, like, this, like, I mean, I...
Well, right, I'm going to have to start over. So
no, but how much times a week? Oh, you mean 20 in total or in one day?
20 kilometers per week.
Oh, per week, okay.
Yeah, per week.
You're such an underachiever, though. I mean...
Am I?
Well, I was going to... No, that's
what,
pretty...
What do you think is a good number, then?
A good number, it's one. I love one. Number
so one.
Kilometer,
yeah. I'm 1 kilometer away from 20. I could do that if I walk from here to... St. Anne's Main Road.
I have some friends when they're on the telephone and their pace and the amount of kilometers they could do in one phone call. Well, eh.
So listen, if you were an Olympic elite athlete.
If I was? What are you talking about? Go ahead.
Right? And you've made it to Tokyo, you know, you've won your heat and the finals come and you've won your final and you set an Olympic record.
Uh huh.
your gold medalist now. What's the first thing you're going to do after? Because you don't want to compete again. You finish your competition.
Oh, first thing I'm going to do?
Yeah.
See how much I can get for that gold medal.
What?
No, I'm just going to see how much I can get for it. But let's see. What
that's
was the first
question, right?
I don't know. I'm probably going to try to shop myself around to corporate Trinidad for endorsements.
Oh, all related to money.
Yeah.
Okay, so a big celebration was in order for Hidalyn Diaz. She won Philippines' first gold medal at the Olympics. Yeah, she was the woman's 55-kilogram weightlifting champion.
Yeah, I saw doing that deadlift. What?
Yeah,
it's like, way, boy.
She broke down in tears immediately after dropping the bar and realizing she had won. And she told reporters that she planned to eat a lot.
Because she would have been on a super strict diet.
She said, yes, I will eat a lot tonight. She told Yahoo. And I'm quoting again. She said, I mean, I've been sacrificing my food, and this is the time to celebrate together with the people who are behind me. So I'm really thankful I can eat now. She reportedly planned to have cheesecake and bubble tea.
Bubble tea. Well, yeah, that's definitely a big thing on that part of the world. Mm-hmm. Definitely. You know, I'll be honest.
You would eat? I'd be like, why eating tonight, boy? Everything.
Yeah. Everything. I was like,
what am I eating tonight? Yes.
What is Coach Smooch? But, you know, there's a certain sentiment. Okay, there are a lot of different competitive fields around the world that would love to be part of the Olympics. And it was really funny that this, for a couple of years now, competitive eaters have been trying to enter the Olympics. And I was like, you know what? It might make for good spectating, you know, fun.
Yeah.
But
what would, is the first thing that they will do after they win?
Probably not have a single thing to eat. I don't
probably
know. The opposite.
Days, right?
I came across this story. This is pretty interesting. All right, so a Guyanese woman was fined for evading immigration officers. But here's the part. Now, she was slapped with a fine yesterday after pleading guilty to the immigration offense before magistrate, so and so and blah, blah, blah. Now, this is what happened. Apparently, she came from a flight from Guyana, and with the assistance of a security guard at the airport, she was allegedly able to bypass the immigration division and customs and excise stations and exit the arrival terminal into a waiting vehicle. So, here, wait. Now, officers of SOAT received the information about the crime and arrested her at a house in Carpechima later that week. Okay. Now, she pleaded guilty to the offense immediately. But here's the funny part. She pleaded guilty, right?
Right.
But the person who picked her up in the car and the security guard who also was charged in relation to the incident have pleaded not guilty.
I'm sure they have footage of that incident.
Yo, it's an airport. They're going to have footage of the security guard walking her out. They're going to have footage of the car outside. But it's just funny that, you know, she pleaded guilty and they plead not guilty.
Well, I guess you don't want to waste the court time anymore. So are they deporting her?
Well, I guess that would be the least of her worries. Here we go. Right. It says as I... You know, I just realized I can really speed read. Okay, so... So, wait, hold on. Right, she got a fine.
Right, that's what you said. She was fined.
Right, so Khan was given 3 months in which to pay the fine. In the event that she fails to meet the deadline, she will face 18 months in prison. So she's still getting to stay. She's still getting to stay in Trinidad. She's still getting... I don't know.
That's not funny.
No, it's not funny.
I mean, it's funny, but not funny.
Yeah. Well, crime doesn't pay, guys. Let's keep that in mind.
Right. So, you know, we didn't talk about last week. Like, a whole week this news come out.
What was that?
And the divorce settlement with Dr. Dre and his wife.
Oh, $300,000 US a month.
Yeah, $3.5 million a year in spousal support.
Wait, but here's the funniest part about that, though, yeah? The funniest part about that story is it will only have the ability if she finds a new love interest or she gets remarried.
Or dies. Or either of them die.
Yeah. So I have a feeling that
she's staying single.
She's staying single for a really long time. Oh yeah. Wow. Also I'm seeing today Guardian, page 43, scrap iron dealers want crackdown on illegal operators. You know, I wish this was like the sentiment in the days when people were running the quarries and the legitimate quarry operators.
Mm-hmm.
You know, but then again, we realized that all these illegal quarries were able to be so fruitful
Exactly.
Because of the hardwares were to blame, who were deliberately and knowingly buying aggregates and whatever from these quarries. But guys, the TNT Scrap Iron Dealers Association is strongly condemning people operating as scrap yards and purchasing material without a scrap dealer's license. Not too long ago, we saw the fella
in
Port of Spain, right? You know? So, in a statement yesterday, the association said these operators are wreaking havoc and disarray in the industry, and they're asking them to stop immediately. Now, the failure to desist will give us no choice but to send their names and location to the police, as we are all aware of the persons who are in receipt of the relevant license.
Wow. You can't hide a scrap yard, right?
No, definitely not.
So,
Yeah, but it just goes to show you that, you know, so much, what's the word, boy?
Bubble. So much things happen in plain sight that we turn a blind eye to.
Yeah, but why does it have to reach that far for them? I mean, if you're operating illegally, that means you're already breaking the law, right? So why do these scrap iron dealers just send the names one time and just clean up this mess one time?
Yeah.
Instead of have to wait for them one to cease and desist. Guys, 29 after 7 o'clock, your morning reset continues. Yeah, your morning reset. I mean, not to toot my own horn, but I mean, I ain't so bad. We got DJ Danny. We got Dana, who comes up at 9 o'clock every morning. Then we got Richard Graham, who steps in the building from lunchtime. And, of course, Brandon and Laurie in the afternoon. Of course, don't forget, we got Brad, also of Dose Bros, on a weekend. And on a Friday night, we got the man himself, Code 9. All right, so sky full of stars. Sky full of billionaires, more like it. All right, so it's no secret that, you know... hold on, let's get this lady here. All right, so it's no secret Richard Branson and Jeff Bezos attempting to reach space.
Uh-huh.
But the latest brand, I should say, joining this now is Porsche. The car, the brand Porsche. And their aim is to, well, aside from being up, their aim is to launch, have the ability to launch satellites into orbit. Not necessarily for now space tourism. But they're definitely going, teaming up with some other investors and another firm from Germany. So officially Germany is in the race now to get into this action. And I mean, the world, I understand how everybody's like, oh, Richard Branson and Jeff Bezos could fix the problems on Earth in the meantime instead of spending all that money to go in space. But again, we've seen it, that art...
But we are fascinated by the stars.
Yes, art imitates life.
Of time.
Yeah, so it's obviously that it's going to happen, and it's obvious that with the nature of mankind, to want to be the first, you know, for whatever reasons, good and bad, you know, it boils up to the money.
I feel like it's more the nature of mankind. We just want to know what's out there, you know, answer those existential questions. Are we alone? You know, what is the meaning of life? Are we descendants of alien? Like, what is the truth?
Okay, you think that the rich people, like the so-called 1% of the U.S. example, are privy to the knowledge of existence of extraterrestrial life, or is just withheld within the government?
The 1%, because it's the same people.
Yeah.
Yeah. But listen, I saw a meme the other day and I found it was so funny, you know, they were saying, what if aliens that we see or UFOs are actually billionaires from other planets?
Oh, and they're doing Earth tourism. Listen, I won't doubt it. Talking about Earth, not too long ago, Danny, there was a story in The Guardian about a bridge in Pinal area that had become totally impassable. And
yes,
it was really, really bad. All right, so I'm now seeing a public notice in today's paper of closure of the Isaac Trace off Mon Diablo Road bridge. Now, the public is hereby notified that Isaac Trace off Mon Diablo Road, Pinal, will be closed to vehicular traffic with immediate effect to facilitate urgent work on the Isaac Trace Bridge. Now, for those of you who traverse that area, they say the alternative access route will be via Simungal Trace, Pinal, Rock Road, Pinal. For further information, please call 647-0231 or 647-0961. That's the corporation, I guess. Or for those of you who are not familiar with the area but may have to pass through, use a GPS app. It will, you know, I mean, don't put too much faith in it, but use it. You know, and make sure you have extra gas in your car. Because you also remember that story about the guys that got lost and had to spend the night during the curfew.
Yeah.
Wow.
spend the night in the forest.
Yeah, but at least they had a car. It wasn't just like them and the forest.
Yeah, and at least they had each other for company, unless one was a real scaredy cat. Like, were you hear that? You hear that? Ooh, 7:47 our time, everybody.
Rejuvenate your mornings with Val and DJ Danny. Yes. On 951 Remix.
Check this out, Val and DJ Danny with you. So let's talk about a good habit of drinking tea.
All right, green tea, right?
Green tea. So tea in all of its varieties is well known as being one of the healthiest beverages you can have. In fact, besides water, it's the second most widely consumed beverage throughout the world and is well touted for its numerous benefits. Green tea in particular is well known for having a few incredibly health benefits, but have you heard of the secret effects of drinking green tea? Okay, so I don't know what secret effects, like what? Would I get rich? Would I get buff?
No.
Okay,
well,
so...
Rich and long life.
Yeah, so while green tea is regularly used as a caffeine-filled way to wake up or as a social drink in many cultures, there are a few other health benefits that many of its regular consumers don't know about. From the likes of reducing your risk of cancer, all right? We go again. But hear this. Is 10 cups a day, is that a lot?
Now, well, I thought so when I read it in the article, but apparently it doesn't contain that much caffeine.
No, it doesn't. It only contains 35 milligrams per cup, which takes you to 350 milligrams, which is 50 milligrams less than the recommended daily limit of caffeine. But a while ago, what I like about green tea is it's not that you don't get a crash, don't get me wrong, but the come down from the caffeine is much slower and at a rate where it doesn't kind of fruffle the body and make you feel like you're getting a crash like caffeine. Caffeine. You understand?
Well, what so, is, I mean, 10 cups of tea a day might seem like plenty, but Justin, I can make a picture of it. And you keep it in the fridge, and you, of course, you don't sweeten it, and you just, you know, whenever you feel like a glass of water.
Yeah, well, listen, coffee without sugar and green tea without sugar, that is skill level, you know.
But if it's cold...
Oh, good. No. I don't know, boy. I don't literally, because, I mean, the bitterness of coffee without sugar is one thing, but the twisting and tying up of your mouth with your tongue with green tea without sugar, again, skill levels. But if it is, you have like, you know, a lot of people have this huge oversized teacup that is normally 2 servings per cup. If you have 5 of that a day, like 1 in the morning, then 1 after you relieve yourself of, you know, the kids, you drop them off in the pool, then you probably have 1 at lunchtime. But a lot of people drink tea, especially when it's hot. Now, I mean, there are cultural things that make you drink tea, a social thing, somebody comes home, you offer them tea, you know, but some people...
But they're saying it can help you boost your brain health,
yeah,
you know, and helping you keep your mental health in order, reduce anxiety.
Also helping you lose weight.
And attention, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Well, that's a big one, strengthen your gums. I didn't know that.
Wow, okay, I just came across that strengthen your gums. Okay, so
yeah,
green tea
so
has
it
been...
Yeah, reduce halitosis, which is, you know, like
right.
Resting breath.
Yeah, yeah, and also known as chronic bad breath. More specifically, the study shows that drinking green tea can be a practical method for the prevention of periodontal disease, a gum disease that damages the soft tissue and can destroy the bone that supports teeth. Whoa, here's another benefit, guys. All right, that's it. Scratch the whole thing there, boy. Whoa. Well, no, the bottom line is, whether you like it or not, if you need that caffeine boost, green tea is healthier than coffee. All right? I'm not saying don't drink any coffee, but again, like everything in life, moderation, morning reset. I want to say good morning to all the folks who can't wait to look a whole lot better, a whole lot sexier. Who's waiting for the beauticians, the estheticians, the spas to open back? Well, not just the customers, but I'm sure, obviously, the proprietors. Oh, yeah. Good morning to you, Elena. How you doing? Wow. Well, at least nobody could say that no one ever sang a song about Ray Charles and Stevie Wonder. As Paris Hilton, Stars Are Blind. All right. You know, to be the heiress of the Hilton Empire, I thought she was way richer than 300 million US. But hey, 300 million US, that's not chump change. 300 million US, that's pushing 2 billion TT dollars. What?
For what?
That's her net worth.
How much again?
$300 million.
Wow, Paris.
Yeah.
But she had rather all her perfumes and stuff were pretty successful.
Yeah, but what is she doing now? You know, of all,
She's a DJ.
Yes, and now what it says, out of all her accolades and all her titles, she still rather... She actually enjoys being a DJ more than anything else.
Yeah,
you know,
yeah.
And by the way, she's your age.
Yes, she's about.
Yeah. Actually, one of all is older, but I wouldn't say who, you know.
Who?
I
feel like it's me.
Yeah, it's you. All right, so...
But she recently got engaged as well, too. I saw some social media reports this weekend that she's also engaged, so...
Oh, well, good for her.
Going to add wife to that list of accolades.
Yeah, media personality, socialite, businesswoman, model, singer, actress, and DJ.
And heiress. Don't forget all that, right?
Yeah, boy.
Like, wow. They can take all those things away, she'll still be an heiress.
I don't know. I'm looking for women in the wrong places, you know? I need to... Oh, actually, I need to probably start looking. That's the whole thing. The number 3949595 for your WhatsApp messages and voice notes. Shem message earlier talking about the story. We spoke about the Guyanese woman who got assistance to bypass immigration, then was later held.
Right.
He said, you know, funny thing, you never know that she might have come in with something illicit, and all of that was the actual plan. So she comes in, she gets rid of what she has to get, and then whoever sent her with it is going to pay her fine, all right?
Oh.
Then she gets deported, and bam, everything is normal. She
because they found her some days later.
Yeah.
It was
yeah,
only same day.
Yeah. You never know. Now, I'm not saying that was the case. She probably just really wanted to get in here without any drama, you know? But who knows? And that's a whole scam you could think about that could be happening constantly. We don't know. You know, I mean, it's always a... You know, the same way people are working hard to be a better human being, people are always working hard to be the worst kind of human beings.
Yeah.
And taking advantage of other people, you know.
Yep,
call them mules, for lack of that, you know. You know, this lady might have been in a really dire position and, you know, being taken advantage of somebody, criminal element. And there it goes. Gosh, another day on planet Earth, huh, guys? What can I tell you? Try to be a better person today and always take care of your brothers and sisters. All right? We see with schools looking to also open up, it's always a good time to sort of partner with some students or families that may need the extra help. Pretty soon is buying books and, you know what I mean?
And uniforms.
We always hear about kids who don't have money for breakfast, far less money to reach to school. So just think about that for a bit and really try pretty hard, all right? I mean, we can't save the world, but if all of us try to just do a little part, it's going to add up, all right? Keep that in mind. So I know honesty is the best policy, but it not or doesn't always necessarily get you out of, rubbish that you did. Pretty interesting story. Caught my eye in today's Guardian. All right, so imagine that you're a soldier, okay? You're a soldier, protective agent of Trinidad and Tobago. You're entrusted with certain duties and responsibilities and certain behavior, okay? But you're stopped driving on Bowens Road in St. James at 9:15 p.m. in a Tita, okay, in a Tita, with no license and no insurance. Of course, you're telling the police when they stop you, you was lyman, and you was on your way home.
Okay.
So maybe you thought you were a gabli because he's a soldier.
But because he didn't even try and make up a story.
No, he didn't even talk about, you know, having to pick up his nothing or,
you know, airport run.
Or, you know, something, you know, you left your phone somewhere and you need a phone for work in case they call it to, you know, defend Trinidad. Who knows, you know? But, wow. I mean, it's just all the ingredients for... I mean, really, you don't drive a Tita with no license and no insurance while breaking curfew?
Yeah, so that happened. This is a true story earlier. 27-year-old. He's a private. Yes, he's a private of the Tobago Defense Force. He was charged without, as Val said, driving without a driver's permit and a certificate of insurance. Arrested in St. James on Tuesday night. Stopped at 9:15 p.m., along Bowens Road, and they said when the officers asked him the reason for being in public during the curfew period, he said he had been out with friends and was now heading home.
Well, I guess,
he didn't do a breathalyzer too.
Well, you understand, who knows? But kudos to the police officers. You know, I mean, you got to do your job and do it well every time. I'll take this opportunity to again hail all the police officers up on the Blanchard's Police Station. Also, good morning to the Marker Station or the North Coast.
Good morning.
I still haven't seen any images of the landslide. You know that?
I know. Like it happened.
Like, did it happen?
In the dead of night?
No, it did happen in the dead of night. But from going up there since, you know, everything is, you know, pandemic and whatnot, there hardly any vehicular traffic on the North Coast Road, especially during the week. Far less for, you know, nighttime hours and early morning hours. It's just going to be the residents up there and the residents of the beach houses on a weekend. Up and down, maybe some delivery drivers for the parlors and shops and little groceries up there. But other than that, hardly any vehicular flow. All right, guys, well, check that out. How easy was that? Valston DJ Danny saying, hey, it's a minute away from 9 o'clock. Thank you very much for choosing 951 Remix. And, of course, I got to take Charlene's information. On behalf of DJ Danny, we love you a lot. Thanks for choosing 951 Remix. Dana comes up next. And hey, Godspell Live back here tomorrow to do it all over again. Keep a smile on your face, be kind, and stay awesome, baby.
Val and Danny, it's complicated. And it's only on your 951 Morning Drive.